Buddy, 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 buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, little badass kids that ain't got no been listening to this shit, but they like I'm grown, I can be in. You are listening to Player Shine Radio.
Player Shine Radio. I am King Nez, and this is the Sour Power Hour.
Buddy.
What it do, man? What it do? What it do? What it do? I was just motivated. I've somehow spontaneously combusted, and I can no longer hold in what I've been witnessing since my last podcast that I posted. I just want y'all to know, once again, I missed y'all. I apologize, it's been a while. Yeah. What can I say? Life is a trip. Sometimes it can be a roller coaster. It could be a disaster, but regardless, life is a trip. I don't even know where to start. I don't. We could be basic with it. You know what I'm saying? So the president about to get impeached and shit. That's what it's boiling down to, ladies and gentlemen. And I, for one, I'm not really tripping. I'm really not, you know? It's like, it is what it is. This nigga, so far, the lady from the former Ukrainian ambassador lady, she fuck around and had to testify. And while she was testifying, motherfucking president was sending shots while they was asking the questions about the president sending shots. Like, this nigga just is incapable of fucking it up. That's why you gotta love him. Because on top of him fucking up all of that, like, your lawyer done ratted you out. The speaker of the house or whoever the fuck represent the president in the little conferences and shit. That little short white dude with the Harry Potter glasses on and shit. He kept it a buck. He was like, this is what we do. We get it in. We do what we want. What the fuck? This is America. What do you mean? Why are we even here? Why are we having this conference? I don't understand that. Like, what did we do wrong? Like, we've been getting money. What's the problem? And then he looked back at Trump. He looked at the camera phone in the back of him at Trump and shit. Trump got his thumbs in the air and shit. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Winking at each other and shit. Like, y'all niggas is y'all stupid. And unfortunately, though, that type of shit funny, like, in real life, reality, no cap, this is the type of shit that they try to get black people involved in and distracted with. What all of these bum ass campaigns about. Why we should stand in a mile long line and cast our vote for the next racist ass, no justice in this, no, just a fuck motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say the presidents is selected, not elected. They say, you know what I'm saying? Rumor has it. And then on top of that, you standing in line to vote. But it's like, what does it count for if the Electoral College shut everything out, the entire country? That's what don't make no sense to me. But when it boiled down to this situation with Trump and his cronies, and then the fact that it's actual people that represent America for real, like, I ain't saying that they represent America for real. This could all be theatrics and all of this extra shit distracting us from what the fuck really going on. Because low-key, it's some gang shit going on around the world. And we going to get to that in a hot second. But right now, we going to keep it in America for now. Like, our president, it's either he's deliberately sabotaging himself and maybe he getting directed through Melania through Putin, or through Melania through the PR through such and such to Putin, Putin calling all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? And he's slowly just picking America apart type shit. And then you got all these racist ass white boys out here that been in the army. Niggas is shooter, white boy shooters for real, like real life white boy shooters is out here, like just everywhere. Everywhere. No bullshit. And it's like, damn. Considering the climate and what the fuck going on the presidential level, and every time I go on YouTube or go on the news or whatever the fuck, it's always it's been two mass shootings. It was a mass shooting yesterday at a high school. Today, it was a mass shooting. Can you call it a mass shooting? Technically, you can call it a mass shooting because it happened at a high school, except it was a high school football game going on when it happened in the bleachers. Somebody let off shots, somebody got hit. Ambulance rushed there right away, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't see no police cars. You know what I'm saying? You, like, in my city, if the police hop on that radio and they say they need backup, woo woo, like, nigga, all you know, need to know is you finna hear, like, 25 different sirens going off at the same damn time, getting louder and louder as they come, bro. Like, really about that life. So to see a football, and then, like, I'm gonna add another point, because hopefully my niggas from Milwaukee listening to this shit. Like when it come down to games in the hood, like, even if it's on some North Division shit versus Custer type shit, and North Division playing Custer at home type shit, bro, them games be lit as fuck. Them little niggas be wild as fuck. Like, boy, they know what time it is. The city know what time it is. The school know what time it is. Everybody know what time it is. So they make sure that everything is what it is. Not saying that, you know what I'm saying? I believe this happened in Camden, New Jersey, or some shit like that. Pleasantville or something. Somewhere in New Jersey. And like I said, I only seen like a ambulance and a first response SUV. Not a police truck or SUV, not a police car, none of that shit. Just some, I ain't gonna say the ambulance regular, but like, where the fuck is the niggas with the pistols at? These niggas got emergency life saving equipment with them. Like, where the fuck is the niggas? Like, that shit look kind of weird to me. I don't know. But under our president's watch, just like under President Obama's watch, just under, like it was under George Bush watch, just like it was under Bill Clinton watch, like all of this shit count and amount to something that equates to a underlying issue of corruption. It's been like this. The only reason why America exists is because of corruption. Black people is the proof of the corruption, and that's why they never gave us what the fuck they owe us. We walk around, we the living proof. These motherfuckers see us all the time, like, damn, there's plenty of these niggas still, like, damn, when they gonna die, like, damn. They don't realize, like, God, like, we, I could take it there, but, you know, I'm already unpopular. People don't like hearing this type of shit. People hate hearing the truth. You get the cussing and fussing and all of that. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. They say when you drunk, you tell the truth. And I ain't even drunk. I'm just being brutally honest. You know? It's many agendas unfolding at the same time. Like, they got us so divided. America's so divided. It's to the point where we have lawmakers that then went to school, dedicated themselves to understanding America and how it worked and the laws, the regulations, federal, state, local, all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? And for the most part, all they doing is like using the system to benefit them. Like, especially if me personally, I feel like lobbying, which is paying people, like politicians and shit like that, to pass bills and shit. Like, that's kind of weird to me. They say you lobbying, like people just donate money to Trump at his rallies and shit, or to his campaign, or to his, you know what I'm saying, his movement and shit. And like I said, like when I be seeing politics and watching this shit, is sitting back. It's the only difference is it's just plenty. It's majority white people dominated. You got a few colored faces in there. You got a few colored faces in there, you know what I'm saying? But not in a key political position. Like, we got the Black Caucus. You know, what do they do for, what do they do for us? Like, it's just those, they worked, went to school, got that position, and now they just being taken care of. They on the Black Caucus, and they go to work and fight for black people every day, and da-da-da-da-da. All that other fuck shit. I say it's fuck shit in a sense where, how come when you look at other demographics of life, like you look at how white people live, and I ain't saying all white people, because it's poor white people out here, like that's no cap, you know? But when you think about how the national median of income per family household, like according to race, motherfucker, like when it comes to white people, they getting over $500,000 to $700,000 a month. When it comes down to Africans that move, like come from overseas, like from Africa and all of that shit, Germany and all of that shit, like they maxing out at on average, don't quote me, like $75,000. A month. And then when it come just, and then when it come down to just black people as a whole, like the entire population in America, $4,000 a month on average a month. You know what that means for me? That's basically telling me before taxes, nigga, I'm in the 1%. And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that I got it. You know? And spiritually and on the level where we're, considering where the fuck I came from, I am extremely blessed. I'm thankful for everything I got and where God put me at this point in time in my life. And I aim and strive to do better for myself. I hate that I got that spirit on me where I ain't content. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to keep going and keep going hard in the pain. But it's like, this is just, this is how society works. And it's, I guess it kind of kills us slowly. You know what I'm saying? Moving in that direction where you're trying to damn near build an empire. Trying to leave a legacy. You're trying to create generational wealth. You're trying to build your community. You're trying to create structure and balance and, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the impossible, you know what I'm saying? Do something where in this type of society, in this world, they're going to hate you because it's so pure and with love. And all motherfuckers really focused on, for the most part, in the majority, is they own selfish intentions. They ain't focused on the next person. They just focused on what they want. And if everybody focused on what flavor ice cream they want, and everybody want vanilla, and the nigga got 6 jugs of chocolate and only 2 gallons of vanilla, like, niggas gonna be irritated, you know? They only throwing his milk bones out here, you know? Like I said, if you really think about that statistic, and we could research and do all of that shit, but it's like, that's just the reality. Like, black people as a whole, and as a whole population, they got us, like, it's people living off of us. It's people that make money off of our heritage, our culture, our everything, get every way. This is our society we live in. So whenever I see or hear, like, people in Africa throwing salt on us and disrespecting our name, and you know what I'm saying, just on some fuck shit, like, I feel some type of way about that shit, mainly because at the end of the day, not even to throw shade, but if we're going to be, if y'all going, it's really not y'all fault, because unfortunately, media and TV, television and all of that shit like that, that has a dramatic impact. You know what I'm saying? That's a visual, you know what I'm saying, manipulation. They can make Africans look like they in squalor and living in huts. Just like our president said, y'all live in a shithole country. That's the most disrespectful thing. Like, I felt some type of way when that orange motherfucking carrot dookie head ass nigga said that shit. Like, that shit hurt, but it's like, once again, the society that we live in is black people. It's like we hated by the world. The last people we should be hated by is people from Africa. Because, once again, if you want to get technical, like, we would like to figure out which group of people actually sold us into slavery and put us in this predicament so we could just holler at y'all directly and figure out a solution. Because, you know what I'm saying, for 400 years now, we've been over here, and, you know, America owes us this bread, you know, y'all had a hand in this shit too, y'all owe us some money, the Arabs owe us some money too, you know what I'm saying, the Muslims owe us a little couple dollars too, you know, like, it was a lot of motherfuckers that had a hand in this shit. You building a country and a nation, you gonna need plenty of labor for the dirt, and you gonna need complete, total cooperation. Unopposed. An iron fist wrapped in velvet. These days, Trump forgot to put the velvet on the fist so everybody see it coming before it's coming. As soon as they get them, here it come. As soon as they get them moving. It just baffles me that we literally in this predicament at this point in time. But I'm not baffled in the sense where I'm confused and lost. I'm just baffled that, damn, this shit really going down. And you still got these major news corporations trying to downplay shit like, oh, well, CNN, they trying to distract you and deflect and make it seem like this ain't that. Or they ugly as a bitch. They just ugly. They done got me riled up. I'm stewing over here. It is what it is, though. Like I said, I don't even know where to start, man. Like, do I want President Trump to get impeached? I don't care if he get impeached or not. I really don't. The same way shit was going when Obama was president is the same shit that's going on now. The only difference is because of all of the rights that passed, and to segue into our next topic, only reason why this shit different is because now, like, the LGBT community rights is actually enforced in so many ways than being enforced to the extreme. I say to the extreme where you got pedophile, cross-dressing ass niggas dancing and popping and twisting and gigolating in front of the babies at the library with their parents. And they're cool with it. Like, wow. No, I'm not making this up. I'm not. I promise you I'm not. Like, this shit is really happening. They throwing it at these grown-ass niggas. Throwing makeup, bum ass wig, muscle showing and shit, fake coochie and little titty pads and all that goofy ass shit. Throwing that ass in a circle in front of little Billy. And little Billy like, holy cow, he confused. He don't know what the fuck to do. Like, y'all really trying to get y'all kids to, y'all trying to turn y'all kids out like that? Like, LGBT community, I'm lost and confused. Like, why is it that the agenda is shape-shifting and making a turn for the worse? Like, it's to the point where y'all trying to get the same rights as black people because y'all just so, so hurt, and y'all got it worse than a whole population, a whole race of people. Like, all of the, you could be gay, you could be Asian, black, white, Latino, I done seen all type of gay people, all type of gay men, all type of gay women, all of that shit. It is what it is. That's normal to me. I was desensitized to that when I was a little boy, and my I think it was my auntie best friend or something, this nigga named Paris used to come over there, and I used to look at this nigga sideways and be like, who the fuck is this nigga with these slim fit parachute ass MC Hammer ass pants and shit with the little slim fit blazer and shit with a what you got the umbrella for? It is not raining, sir. With a Tisha Campbell wig from Martin on and shit. I didn't know what the fuck Buddy was on. But I knew that was a man. He was dressed like a woman. And that nigga name was Paris, and everybody was acting like it was regular shit. And, you know, that was my introduction. Like, wow. Never had a problem. None of that shit is just... Why is it that your sexuality has to be my business? It's to the point where transsexual men that in... transition to being women, like they want to undergo uterus transplants so that they can give birth to babies. They want that right. It's like, wow. Wow. Not yet, Tina is. All I'm saying is, it's like, it's people in office that's passing these laws, and I want to know who the fuck they is. You went to school and did all of this shit to put yourself in a position where you passing these goofy ass laws where women are, they said women are fake. My nigga, the nigga that slid out the pussy and grew up to not like himself or feel like he not supposed to be what he is or what God made him, says that women are fake. But you wouldn't be here if this woman was fake. Like, and it pisses me off because this shit actually makes it to the news. You know, what's that black dude name from Saturday Night Live? Last name Cha. The black dude from Saturday Night Live. He under fire for basically telling motherfuckers, making a comment about Bruce Jenner, called him fella. He offended me. Nigga. I can be petty. I can tell you what Bruce Jenner looked like. I could do all of that shit. But at the end of the day, it's a bigger and higher purpose involved in elevating and focusing on the truth. Living your life to the fullest. If you feel like this how you want to live your life, and you happy, you in your bag, you ain't fit in with society or with what you felt you supposed to do or what was taught to you and all of that, and you just carved your own path in life and shit. You took the low country and shit on the back end and shit. Like, I can't judge. I can't judge you at all, my guy. That's your life. Live it, shit. But when it comes to these babies, when it comes down to me watching TV, I could be watching Empire or some shit like that, and then next thing you know, these niggas kissing about the fuck. Like, no. That is no. Of course that type of shit happens. That type of shit supposed to just be in rated R or NC-17 movies, fam. Like, that shit, children shouldn't see that. That's very detrimental in a negative light. I say that to say, why would you even think that exposing children to that level of sexual stimulants and all that. Like, these kids is sponges. You want these kids to just be turned out and turned up by the time they 10 years old. They know everything, know all the moves. They know how to get some head and give some head and all of that shit. The kids, they you trying to teach the kids that it's cool to be, to fuck men and women. Like, when you want the kids to believe that women don't exist, you want the girls to think less of themselves. You got motherfucking transgender transgender niggas going into these motherfucking female wrestling tournaments and shit and beating their ass. Like, that's a nigga. He was born a man. Like, regardless of whatever transition this boy go through, he gon' always be a boy. Always. I hope every motherfucker that decides to get uterus surgery and try to have a baby, my nigga, I hope you motherfucking birth a fucking clot, a fat ass blood clot, nigga. You'll never be God. Scientists can do their best to come close to it, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, you can't play with nature. We don't, I can go in on that about this shit, man. It's very frustrating for me, because to deny a woman and act like women not the reason why every man and woman here through God, y'all goofy. And those are just facts, man. Like, I can't let y'all just run over this movement. Like, y'all really going through shit like we going through shit as black people, period. We good on that shit. See, y'all fucking up because the president and the Republicans and the Democrats and whoever the fuck else sought to get black America, because a lot of us paying attention to this type of shit. And it's a lot of young niggas out here that's paying attention to this shit, like, really on they shit and they bag about this shit and passionate about seeing and uplifting their community and being an impact to their community and leaving a legacy and creating generational wealth for their family. Like, it's old and young niggas out here that got that mindset, that energy, that passion, that heart, that love, that genuine compassion towards seeing growth, development, love, all of that shit. This American debacle, like dude said from the Matrix, this debacle, I'm just in awe. Like, wow. These motherfuckers really, they really trying this. I look at my daughter every day, I be like, man, I wish motherfuckers would try to turn my baby out. Like, I was talking to my 10-year-old today, my 10-year-old daughter today. I was like, what you learn about, baby? She was like, we learned about Rosa Parks. I was like, for real, what they tell y'all? She was like, I don't feel like talking about it. I was like, why? She was like, because it was a lot and I'm doing my hair and woo woo. I'm like, listen, did you know that Rosa Parks wasn't the first black woman to go through that? It was actually a dark-skinned 15-year-old girl from the South, and she was pregnant. And because she was a dark-skinned female in the 50s and shit like that, they was not trying to, they ain't even giving no attention. You know what I'm saying? Just another Negro wench and her Negro bastard child. And woo, like, you know how white people talk back in the day? That's not funny. But they was, it's funny in the sense when they was bold to the motherfucking eye, man. I wish a motherfucker would, man. Hey. But I was telling her that, and she was like, really? I was like, she didn't tell you that part? She was like, no, she just told us. And then she told me the regular story. I'm like, yeah. She's like, why wouldn't they tell? Why didn't she tell me the whole story? I'm like, she didn't tell you the whole story because understand one thing. You about to go through all of these grades and they're going to teach you about your history. They ain't going to tell you the whole story. So anytime I ask you what you learned at school today and you tell me something about our people and what they did, I'm going to give you some extra snippets that I accumulated along the way as an adult. Because it's for me, as your elder, to pass down those gems. Because the fact that I sparked her interest and she was listening to me, she kept it above. Like, really? She, what, that really happened? Like, yeah, that shit really happened. Hell yeah. I ain't say that. I ain't cuss at my baby, but you know what I'm saying? I kept it very professional. It was just, it was one of those moments where I had a chance to share genuine history and knowledge with my baby. Though I only scratched the surface, it was a moment etched in time in history that forever would be etched in you ugly as a bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shine Radio, buddy. Yes, like I said, once again, I don't even know where to start, man. That's the motherfucking name of the episode, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know where to start, goddamn shit. What else I wanted to talk about? Eidos versus FBA. American Descendants of Slavery versus Foundational Black Americans. Shit is mad crazy. I want to get into it. I still haven't heard all sides, you know what I'm saying, to analyze it. But at the end of the day, I'm only focused on one thing. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Tariq Nasheed for putting this out there in the midst of him going back and forth with motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? I guess if we really, really, really bought that life and we really on the same page, we wouldn't be beefing. In the way I saw my nigga Tariq carry this, the, you know what I'm saying, the situation, it was on some respectful shit, but my nigga had to clap at that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, just based on the strength that, you know, anytime a motherfucker do something positive and spread knowledge and understanding, you know, it's either your own people, motherfuckers that's the opposite of you, or just the entire world against you. And that hurt. Let us be great, man. Why we can't be great? What you scared of? I know what you scared of. I'm asking the question I already know the answer to. You feel me? Like, it is what it is, though. Like, I'm focused on a bigger agenda. And that agenda is tangibles. Generational wealth, growth and economics, all of that, land development, all of that. I want all of that. I want that. I want something where when my heart pop and stop, or stop and pop, whatever, however it happened, my kids, my family, everybody valid, my community valid. The same way white people were able to do what they do for their people, and Asian people to do what they do for their community, and Mexicans able to do what they able to do to a certain extent, because they be getting hoes sometimes, but at the same time, like, they got unity within their own group, like, as a people. I know this for a fact, from Milwaukee all the way down to Mexico, from Cali all the way to fucking New York, from Florida all the way to Minnesota type shit. Like, motherfuckers not playing with niggas from Texas to goddamn Canada. Like, just like black people, Mexicans everywhere too type shit. But us as black people in America, like, we special. I say we special in the sense where we hated but loved at the same time. We revered but criticized in so many ways. That's whether it's athletics, academics, intellect, However you want to do it, whatever way. Like, it's just always something that make people be on that shit where, like, you could be damn near considered black, but you don't look black. So you don't claim that, because you see how black people get treated. Why would you claim being black when you look for this and you could pass for that, but your mama black as night? You just came out light skin. Your mama was fucking with a red bone nigga that night. He liked chocolate women. He didn't give a fuck about none of that skin tone shit. He saw what he liked. He liked that. And he made you when you came out just like him, except you grew up under the stigma that skin color matters. The only time skin color and complexion and all of that shit really matter is only based off of, you know what I'm saying, if you got melanin or you don't. Can you stand in front of the sun and be valid or not? If I stand in front of the sun, the only thing that's going to happen is I'm just going to get a little bit darker. A little bit more sexier. You know what I'm saying? If white people do that, they're going to get cancer. They're going to get melanoma. They got to put, if it was me and a white dude standing next to each other, he would have to put on plenty of suntan lotion to withstand that. If we standing in the middle of the Sahara Desert, we got all of the ice cold bottle waters in the world, but just, we got to stand in front of the sun in the desert, in the sand. That nigga gonna peel that shit. He gotta put it, he gotta reapply every 15 to 20 minutes. I'm just saying. It's the truth. Don't get me riled up. I just, you know, it just irritates me how divided we are in this nation. Like, buddy, I apologize for veering off topic and whatnot. I said that I spontaneously combusted it, and as you can see, I really did that. Like, I veered off topic because I wanted to talk about Eidos, descendants of slavery, all of that shit, man. Like, really delve deep in that, because for me, it's meaningful in the sense where I'm a descendant of slavery or a foundational black American. Either way it goes, it's the same thing. The main important thing is not losing focus on that, though, and that's where us as black people tend to get divided at. I could sit here and talk shit all night, but if it don't equate to us actually unifying and doing what we gotta do as black people, I mean, look what's going on, nigga. You really want your children growing up in that shit, or do you want your kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's basic shit. 400 years is a long time to ignore people. Or a person, or a group of people, or a race. Everybody else come first before y'all. Wow. That's bonkers to me, but hey, what do I know? Just a black guy. Yeah. I was watching this little news clip from overseas about this situation I'm talking about right now, and they had one of the creators of Eidos, one of the founders of Eidos on there. They had a African actor and a couple more people, and it was like every time they got to the American, like, it seemed like they was low key trying to I don't understand why black Americans didn't want this specific person from Africa to play the role of Harriet Tubman. It's always been African Americans playing Africans. Woo woo. I was on the set of Hotel Rwanda. Woo woo. Like, bro, we ain't even know that. And that's what Buddy from Eidos was trying to swing it back to her. Like, that's not even the issue. Like, what the fuck? Like, no. Look at her tweets. Listen to what she said and wrote. Don't nobody want to acknowledge that. It's like every time he made a point, the lady pretty much, okay. We don't really have that much time. Let's just keep it moving and woo. Like, wow. This one of those, huh? All right, let me take my mic off, man. We just going to stay on cold. Y'all don't got to like us. Y'all can think we hate y'all and keep letting it divide us and keep letting these people that's running the fucking wavelength, the radio waves and all of that shit, the airwaves and all of that, do what they want to do and perpetrate and portray us as nothing as people. We just tripping over nothing. Like we don't deserve nothing. We ain't owed nothing, and just shut up and just let America be what it is. Eat a dick. What you say, boy? That's how they used to talk to. They used to call grown black men, boys. Bro. Every time I think about it, I get irritated. Like, wow. We live in a society that fuck us over every opportunity they get. Did you know that America is currently at, it's 11/16/2019. America is currently in 8 different wars simultaneously today. Bet you didn't know that. Not to rub it in or nothing, but just, that's something amazing to know. Like, wow. We just in everybody shit. We trying to take everybody everything, huh? Interesting. Typical American. I don't know. As I sit back and meditate, I could honestly come to a solid conclusion. America as we know it will fall. I'd be lying if I said I hate to say it. Just look what we stand for. Look what we've deteriorated to. America's for sale. It's always some bullshit. You can go to another country. Not trying to justify what other countries do, but they ain't going through what we going through. If I said something about China, like, it's plenty riots over there, but mainly because they really trying to hold them people, and them people not having it. They shooting these motherfuckers in the sternum. They gun butting them, they cracking them with them. They doing what they gotta do as the police. Against an entire nation. White people saw what we was on when we was rioting. When they did that shit to Big Homie from St. Louis. Michael Brown. Rest in peace, my nigga. Niggas was not playing. Niggas was seated. They had to call in the National Guard on them niggas. They had to send in the tactical force of the police to subdue, so to speak. Because they didn't like us voicing our opinion to the injustices that America gives us in the form of a fuck ass smile. The way we portrayed in the media means something. Whether people understand that or not. They portray us in the media, and then the media takes that and shoves that in the face, and, you know what I'm saying, screens of cell phones all around the world. They make us look like mean shit. You gotta ask yourself a question. How can we be so hated yet so loved? The same people that hate us, women desire us the most. Ain't that crazy? And these same people that hate us happen to be the same people that hold key positions in political power. And you know what I'm saying? They call the shots. They determine our way of life and the way we live on a day-to-day. That type of shit. Power. Like, wow. All this shit set in stone. I understand the history of America. How it was built. What the foundation is. What the recompense gonna be based off of not paying what you owe. Like, all of this means something. You know what I mean? Like, it genuinely means something. And if people gonna act like this is just talk or whatever, like, okay, well, you gotta answer to God for that. Like, it's not about us having a physical change around us. If you never pay, you didn't even pay our ancestors though. Well, how come your people own my people and they was able to pass down that generational wealth to you and it benefited you, something that my people work for, but I get nothing? And that's the American way? Man, burn this bitch to the ground. Burn the whole thing down. Everything, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't be on no, let's blow up a building and do a terrorist attack and all that other goofy ass shit. I don't do that. That's weird. I inspire to let God lead me in life, and the way he made me, I'm very passionate about people that look like me and seeing people that look like me be successful. We hated amongst the herd and the flock and all, whatever you want to call it. 7 billion, 8 billion people out here, and you mean to tell me we just that trash? Like, y'all treat us that much, like that negative, to the point where the entire time we've been here, it's been nothing but hoe shit. The entire, even when we was free from slavery, we started our own communities and bounced back and was thriving and booming. Like y'all just hate us that much? Wow. It's crazy. What TK Kirkland say? Who raised you, my G? Who raised you? Who raised you? That's how you know, like, even like you think about all of these agendas and the way these politicians moving and all of these promises they making, and then the president finna get impeached, and gay people got to take this situation where they want the right for our life and what we do, and we want to be a part of the regular scene, and this should just be normal, and all of that shit. We taking this to the Supreme Court, like all of that shit, like. It's all in the Bible. We are in the last days. Literally. No need to fear or worry. Like, to see, to have read something and study something and follow something, get results, gain understanding, and open my spiritual eyes, so to speak. It's truly been a blessing, because this world is really this world is really wild. Like, so this our society. I feel like no matter where you at in the United States, it's just wherever you go, it's either gonna move fast or it's gonna move slow. But either way it's go, it's all a part of this beast ball system where we just pawns. It's just numbers. It's already been proven that our birth certificates or whatever the fuck is banknotes, nigga. That's currency. We currency on the stock market. I'm healthy. I'm a strong young Negro. I yield about $1 million plus. Never been to the hospital for major shit, like broken bones and nothing like that. Like I hold good. I yield a good stock in me, according to these sick ass elite motherfuckers out here calling the shots. I could be talking out my ass. I don't know. But when I think about shit and I analyze it and just critically think about it, like, I wouldn't put it past you. I'd rather go out being a fool and just using my common sense versus just believing this bullshit that they try to spew and give us and try to feed us. Like, it's, that shit ain't cool to me. I don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. The kids don't deserve that. Us as a race don't deserve that. We got people within our race that's just creating and causing conflict and drama and division. I hate to see us doing that shit, but unfortunately, that was part of what played a hand in us being in those slave ships. You know what I'm saying? Being sold out, like, motherfuckers that look like us, just cause they look like us don't mean they us. Like, skin folk ain't always skin folk. You know what I'm saying? That's just some real shit. And it shows, like, 400 some years later, like, damn. Instead of us being on some united Africa to America, and not to say that we not, cause there's so many ways we is. Shout out to Nelson Lima, however you say his name, man, buddy, a fool. I love that guy. I love what he stands for. Africa United. Close down all the borders of Africa. We Africa. We'll let these colonizers split us up and separate us. Look what's happening. Y'all getting sold out. Y'all selling yourselves. Like, y'all selling your sovereignty for $1 million and putting a foreign ass company here to rape and fucking take advantage of the fucking resources and the soil and the people, and it's only gonna benefit one person and a family. Come on, man. I'm with that though. United Africa, man, for real. Like I said though, like, if it ever boiled down to it, like, I was listening to some shit, buddy was like, we ain't supposed to be focused on just the white man and him enslaving. We're supposed to be so focused on the niggas that sold us and sold us out when we was over there. Woo. And that makes so much sense. Like, you right. As if it's those people that's talking that type of shit. It's like, well, hey. You know what? It's go time. Because us as black people, we ain't really with the fuck shit no more. We don't give a fuck about that voting shit. It's our right to vote, of course. Look what the fuck y'all been on. Y'all, this has just been a political game. Like, throughout the months, throughout the couple years, all of y'all fuck shit has been exposed. This is Democrats and Republicans. Democrats sought to get black people because they can't get our attention and get us to hop on board. Y'all out here defending these bum-ass productions about Harriet Tubman being pursued by a black slaver and a white slave master saving her life. And the Harriet Tubman character is played by a woman from Africa that be on Twitter talking cash shit about historical black figures in black America. Like, and then you got black people defending that shit. It's you hoe ass niggas that piss me off all the way. I hate that. Why is it that we could be bought and sold at any time? We've been that deprived. Our spiritual thirst has been that. We've been parched. And just a drop of water is like a quenching Sprite to you thirsty ass, sellout ass. The reason why we still in the position we in as niggas. Stop it. at least get the money and finesse their ass and put them on blast. Like, yeah, they just paid me this amount of money and I'm finna spend it. Yeah, send that shit to Fox 6 News and shit. Shit on their ass. Show them how they really get down if you really about that life. Like, if you really love your people, you gotta love your people. Because motherfuckers that be doing that shit be doing it so that they can take care of their family. And if you really in that position where you gotta sell your people out to feed your family, bro. Don't get me wrong, that's a hard, man. I had to sell my people out to feed my family. First off, how the fuck did I get in this situation? Where I'm putting hundreds of thousands of babies and men and women and children and all that shit on the line just so I can eat for the night and feed my family. And eventually they gonna take me. If they gonna take them, they gonna fucking take me too. They probably trying to finesse me. That would have been my thought if I was the one that spotted the white man coming to Africa. But hey, the hell do I know? Just a black guy from America. We just dumb as hell. All we do is smoke black mouths and sag our pants and we don't want anything in life. It's just terrible. Terrible. Get the fuck out of here. They say that the African American male, just black man period, but when it comes to that African American nigga, it's like, man, there's something different about us, you know? We sauce a different way. You know, if we was in the kitchen cooking, we just know how to use the saucepans and flambe a different way. No Bobby Flay. That's all I'm saying. We do what we want to do. We do what we have to do. A real strong black man, it ain't about him just having his way and trying to make himself feel like he better than everybody. That ain't what a real black man be focused on. A real black man focused on the people that's in his life and making sure that they way of life and, you know what I'm saying, they safety and they well-being is taken care of. Fuck all the dumb shit as far as the black man so-called ego and all of this show-off ass, stuntastic ass nigga mentality ass shit. Like, no, we like to get fresh and clean. Hell yeah. It ain't necessarily about being in the spotlight and all of that shit, motherfucker, in our pockets. Random motherfuckers in our face and shit, like, we don't get on that, you know? Definitely, we enjoy the vibes and shit. Definitely know how to be the life of the party and shit. Definitely know how to, you know what I'm saying, create the wave and have a whole following of different ethnicities and backgrounds and cultures blended into one wave and one movement. We have that ability to do that. Judah. House of Jacob, tribe of Judah. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, it get deep, man. For me, at least. But this society that we live in, with all of the historical mishaps and sabotages and unfair shiciness, it's caused a lot of division between us. We had to go through an epidemic. I'm an 80s baby. I'm pretty sure a lot of 80s babies nationwide, all across America, know how I feel to have a crack, have a mama on crack, that type of shit. I ain't saying everybody black mama was a crackhead, because that's not true. But it was a lot of black women that fell victim to that shit. A lot of black men. A lot of black people, period. And then it became a weapon that we used against each other and that we continue to use against each other to this day. It's like, I love my mom to death, but at this point in time, like, she damn near like the prime example of what I'm talking about, like what the repercussions is based off of what our government decided to influence and flood the streets nationwide with. Why wouldn't them niggas that you been starving generation after generation not take hold of this shit and risk their life and their freedom to make a way and experience life on a level, just a taste of what white people do and eat, sleep, and shit for breakfast? That's our society. Like, it's never you see white, black. Let me shut up. Let me just not even take it there, cause I'm just too riled up. It's gonna be a lot of backlash behind this episode. I get that. I understand that. And you know what? Hey. Nationwide is on your side. Don't give a fuck, man. Hey, it's a black man talk. You gotta respect it. This society just really just trying to launch a full assault against us as a people, but especially black male masculinity. Masculinity. I would fucking say that shit. But we gonna fight. That's what we do. But it ain't gonna be the way they want us to fight. They want us to waste our time with trying to stress about the president being impeached and if it's going to be a civil war, if he is, and all of that shit. Not to say don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to grab that heat and protect your family, do what the fuck you got to do. But in the meantime, in between time, by all means, handle your business as a man, a black man. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be safe, my nigga. Don't keep it on safe no more, nigga. Keep that nigga, put that bitch on, nigga. Keep one in the barrel, my nigga, and stay dangerous, nigga. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and checking me out. You know, it means a lot. And definitely tune in next week to Player Shine Radio. I am King Ness. Yes, buddy.